You're listening to the St. Anselm Audio Podcast.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Matthew, for your welcome. As Matthew said, I am the minister of three Methodist churches, but the one closest to you is the one in Hayes, just up the road. It's between Superdrug on one side and HSBC on the other. And my daughter, I've got two daughters, calls it the Jesus Church, which I think is a pretty good name for a church because it's got Jesus above it in big, bold letters. But I thank you for your welcome. I thank you for allowing me to be here this morning and to give God's word this morning. Dum-dibi-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. What's that? James Bond. I love James Bond movies. One of the things I really love about them is the car chase. And film by film, they get to be even more extreme. Whether it's cars that come bouncing down steps in the middle of streets, motorbikes riding along rooftops. It's all about the chase. It's all about the people following the person in front. And that's what Jesus says. Jesus says to those fishermen, "Follow me." And he says it to us too. We follow the person in front. We follow Jesus, the one who's gone before us, the one who loves us, the one who cares for us, the one who forgives us, who restores us, and offers us new hope and new life. I've got a younger sister. Her name's Catherine. She's a couple of years younger than me. And one mealtime, when we were children, we were at the table with Mum and Dad. And Catherine, she decides to copy me. So when I picked up my fork, she picked up her fork. When I had a drink, she had a drink too. And when I shuffled in my chair, what did she do? Shuffled in her chair. And I got really, really, really fed up with this. Especially because Mum and Dad hadn't spotted it and hadn't stopped her. So I decided to sit very still, very quiet, and so did she. And then suddenly, I went... She didn't know what to do. And Mum and Dad had no idea. And they gave that stern look that only Mum and Dad can do and asked, "What exactly are you up to?" Fortunately, when I explained, they saw the funny side of it, much to my relief. My sister was copying me. She was following what I was doing. She was imitating me. And that's what Jesus says. He says, "Follow me. Copy me. Do what I do. Love others as I have loved you. Care for others as I care for you. Forgive others as I forgive you. Offer others hope just as I do to you." Jesus says, "Follow me." And that's what the fishermen were asked to do, to follow Jesus. And only after Jesus had said, "Follow me," did Jesus give them that inkling of what they would be doing. As well as saying, "Follow me," he wants their help to fish or to catch people, to share God's love with others. Before they could do that, they literally followed Jesus around Nazareth and Lake Galilee. And if I was Father Matthew at this point, I would say, "When I was in Nazareth, when I was in Lake Galilee." And if you get fed up of him saying it, institute or introduce a Holy Land prayer jar. It's a bit like a swear jar, But every time he says that, he has to put a pound in it for church funds. Are you with me on that?
Yep.
The disciples followed Jesus round Nazareth and Lake Galilee. They listened to what our Lord said. They watched what our Saviour did. They asked questions. They made mistakes. But what they were doing was following Jesus, discovering what he was doing, what he was saying, how he was behaving, trying to become more like him, more Christ-like. And then on the night before he died, Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you. Be like me." The great Desmond Tutu said these words, "I am because you are. I am because what I have seen and witnessed of others. If I've been loved, I can learn what it means to love others. If I've been shown justice, I know what it means to be fair to others. If I've been treated with respect, with compassion, then that is how I will be with other people. I am because you are." John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, said, "The gospel of Christ knows no religion but social, no holiness but social holiness." Now, Methodists often misquote this. So if you hear them saying this and talking about social action, about care, about mission, you can tell them they're wrong. Not that they're wrong in worrying and being passionate about social action and mission. But what John Wesley says, when the gospel of Christ knows no religion but social, no holiness but social holiness, what he is doing, he's talking about community, about being together. So it's not just "I am because you are," it's "I am because we are." What we do, what we say, how we conduct ourselves, how we care for each other has an effect on all of us together in this congregation, together as Christians in the week of prayer for Christian unity, as Christians in different churches, together as the community in Hayes. But most importantly, we don't do it by ourselves. Let's face it, we can't do it by ourselves. The Gospels show that the disciples couldn't do it by themselves. They needed Jesus. They needed the Holy Spirit living in them and working through them. And we're just the same. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit living in us, working through us. Then, and only then, will not only each of us follow, but we can support each other as we follow together. And we can invite others to follow too, just as you're doing with Alpha that began this week. Through what we do in the church, through our activities across the churches. We can't. We don't do it by ourselves. We do it with the help and support of each other. And most importantly, we do it with the help and the support of God. Amen? Amen. We follow the one who said, "Follow me." We follow the one who says, "I will lead and guide you." "Follow me," says Christ. "Learn from me. Become more like me. Love. Care. Cherish one another, just as I loved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anselm podcast.